God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I have to be honest, I am usually a curious person, but there are some things that I really don't care to know about. In fact, I don't want to know about them. I don't want to be highly informed about them. There are some people that I just really don't want to know much about. And one such personality is the devil, Satan, that old adversary, that old serpent, as the Bible calls him. I really don't care to be absorbed by all the facts I can learn about Satan. I think sometimes we can be so wrapped up in who Satan is that we forget that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But having said that, ignorance is not bliss. God does want us to know some things about the devil, and Revelation 12 tells us more than a little about him. And the way to understand who the devil is to know what he's all about. There's three ways you can do that. First of all, you can understand the devil by his very names. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 3, he's called the Great Red Dragon, that is the flame-colored serpent. And that's very descriptive. In other words, you can know a little bit about who he is by how he appears and what he's called. In verse 9, he's called that old serpent, that is, he is slyly cunning, as he appeared in Genesis chapter 3 when he deceived Eve and brought Adam and Eve into sin. In verse 9, he's called the devil, literally that who brings to shame as a false accuser. He's called Satan, the adversary, the accuser. And so, just by his very names and the very picture that God uses to picture this angel of light, the devil, Satan, the great red dragon, that old serpent, you can know a little bit about him. Second of all, you know a little bit about the devil by what he does. And a brief summation of Revelation chapter 12 is this, verse 4, he is one who devours. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." That's exactly what he does. In verse 7, he fights against heaven. Though he cannot prevail, he does fight against heaven. In verse 10, he accuses God's people. He's called the accuser of our brethren. In verse 9, we're told that he deceiveth the whole world. It's interesting, by the way, in Ephesians chapter 6, that the Bible tells us to stand against the wiles of the devil, that is the trickery of the devil. And a devil who can deceive you does not need to fight you. A devil that can fool you does not need to fight you. Verse 13, he's called the persecutor. Verse 17, you just get a picture that he's just angry. He hates what God has created, and especially people for whom Christ died. Finally, you can know about who the devil is by what becomes of him. Thank God, in verse 8, we read that he prevails not. He can war against heaven, but he cannot prevail. He can hate God's people, but he cannot prevail. Verses 9 and 10, he's cast out and he's cast down. And in verse 11, the Bible indicates that he's overcome by God's people by the blood of the Lamb. And finally, verse 12 says, his time is short and he knows it. In summation, the devil hates us because God loves us, and he is defeated because Christ died for us. We don't need to be overly absorbed by the devil, nor do we need to be ignorant of his devices. We need to know that he hates us, but he is defeated because Christ died for us.